The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 620.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Isn't it fun we get to hang out? Okay, here we go. Hey, by the way, thank you so much for leaving those stars and those good reviews on iTunes. It makes such a difference. You know, iTunes is where we're trying to climb the ranks. And so when you take the time to go over there and give us a rating, wow, that really means the world to me. Thank you so much for that. So today I want to tell you a little story about money stress, because I worked with somebody in a one-on-one strategy session, and so I'm sharing this story with you. I have her permission. I won't use her name. But what happened was she was having this money stress because she had taxes coming up and to pay taxes. And so she was kind of chronically thinking about this and stressing about it. It was kind of an issue, let's say, in the background of her day, continually thinking about this, and felt like it was a little bit like white noise in her brain, like it was thinking her, like she couldn't control it. So I talked with her about what she was experiencing and what she was thinking. And we did some, I'm going to call it logicking out. Is logicking a real verb? I don't think so. But we're going to call it logicking out. She did some of that. And we did an exercise together, and I'm going to share that exercise with you. She was worried about her taxes. And I said, well, what happens when those taxes are paid and those are done? Then what will you be thinking about instead of that? And she said, well, I'll probably be thinking about the debt that I want to pay off. And she had this specific credit card that she wanted to pay off. And so I said, okay. And she admitted that she probably would be thinking about that and stressing about that. And so then I said, what will happen after that's paid off? And so then she talked about this loan that needed to be paid off. She said, I'd probably be thinking about that and I'd probably be stressing about that next. And I said, okay, that's done. But let's say that's paid off. What are you going to be thinking about then? When all of those things are paid off or all of those things are taken care of, what are you going to be thinking about? And then she said, well, I'll probably be thinking then about saving some money and specifically saving for retirement. And so the more we kept going into this, we kept realizing there was another worry behind that one and another worry behind that one and another worry behind the next one. And I think this can happen sometimes with our pursuit of happiness. We think, once this thing is done, then I'll be happy. Or I'm only going to stress about this one thing. And I'm stressing about this one thing because it's here and it's real. And when this thing is fixed, then I won't be stressing anymore. But the reality is, if we're stressing about something now, we develop a habit of stressing. We develop a habit of being worried. We develop a habit of chronic thinking about something. And when that thing goes away, then we fill it in with the next chronic thing that we're going to be thinking about and the next worrying thing. So There are many, obviously, brain training things we can do for this and many different techniques, and people have all sorts of them. And we've shared many of them on this show. And many of you who are listening are practitioners of techniques like tapping and hypnotherapy and all sorts of things to eliminate stress and eliminate worry. So the first thing is being aware of it is the single most important thing. Waking up to the reality that I've got this chronic thinking and I'm aware of it and I want to do something about it. And so then the next thing is to find the method that works for us, find the technique that works for us. And a lot of it is just trying different stuff and seeing which thing works with which issue that we're dealing with. So the one I want to share with you today kind of stemmed out of me originally learning about a technique called the release technique, which you can study about and you can learn about. It's a great technique. There are several teachers out there with it. And one of kind of the beginning bases that they talk about with this technique is the concept that our emotions are things that we hang on to. Our thoughts are things that we hang on to, and that we can let go of them just as easily as we let go of a pencil. So imagine you're holding a pencil in your hand and you open your hand and you let go and you drop that pencil. When you follow teachers of the release technique, you'll hear them use that analogy a lot. You can let go just like you let go of a pencil. Now, I know when I first learned the release technique, which is over a decade for sure ago, if not more, I thought, I just can't wrap my head around that pencil thing. Like, I thought it's just so elusive to think of my emotions or my thoughts like a pencil. And it just really had a hard time wrapping my head around the idea of letting go of it, just like you would let go of a physical object. And so what I started doing instead, and it served me very well, and I will share it with you right now, is I started letting go of my thoughts and letting go of my emotions around something like you would let go of an object by making it an object in my mind. And so here's what I mean. Here's how you do this. You feel where you're holding this stress or this chronic feeling in your body, this chronic tension, this chronic emotion related to the worry that you've got. And we're going to use money here since this was what this woman was dealing with. And so for some of you, you might be holding your stress in your shoulders. For some of you, it's a pit in your stomach or in your chest or your neck. You know, there's all sorts of different places where you might be holding that stress. And so just become aware of it. Close your eyes and become aware of that's where you're holding your stress. And then try to imagine that emotion or that stress as though it was an actual object. Ask yourself, what shape is this? What shape is this stress? And name it. It's a square, it's a circle, it's a triangle, it's a long rectangle. What shape is that stress? And once you've decided on a shape, and there are no right or wrong answers, then ask yourself, what color is it? So you've identified a clear color. So you know now it's a yellow triangle, or it's a red rectangle, or it's a blue square, or whatever it is. Like, yes, there it is. I can feel it in my body. I can feel it exactly where I'm holding it. And it feels like this shape and this color. So then, if you can, and usually I can, compress it. Compress it and compress it and tighten it and tighten it so that what was once maybe a big red rectangle is now a smaller red rectangle that's been compressed. Or what was once a big yellow square is now a smaller yellow square that's compressed. So like all of the stress, all of the emotion, all of the worry, everything has been compressed into that shape and that color as small as you can compress it reasonably. And then at that point, you can just flick it right out of you. So, for example, if you're holding it in your shoulder, you might actually take your fingers and flick it right off of your shoulders. If it's in your gut or your stomach, you might take your hands and you might just kind of pretend like you grab a hold of it and give it a little flick right out of your body. So you literally get rid of that thing out of your body. Get rid of that stress. Let go of it. Release it. Then take a few deep breaths. And if you need to, and many times I do it two or three times, but then do the exact same exercise again. You might find that it's the same color and same shape, but just smaller. And then you do it again. Or you might find now it's a different color, a different shape. And again, you compress it and you flick it out. And by the time you've done it twice or three times, usually, and sometimes once, you know, you could do it once and be done with it too. You go, wow, okay, I'm done with that now. Because the reality is, most of us live our lives like this woman. And it's easy to do. And I've caught myself in this too. So this isn't a judgment. This is a habit of thinking. And we get better at busting ourselves on this habit of thinking. Asking ourselves, like, if I wasn't thinking about this, what would I be thinking about? And then what's the next thing? If I wasn't thinking about that, what would I be thinking about? And so trying to find a way to use our brains to think in ways that are productive for us, to think in ways that we would be thinking if the problem was gone. Because when we know we can start releasing that stress, living stress-free, freeing ourselves from those chronic thoughts, what happens is our reticular activating system matches up the new thing. The reticular activating system matches up that newfound release and that newfound emotion. So have some fun with this. Try it for yourself. By the way, if you don't have it yet, you can get my toolkit, which is, it's a really good one. It's got several videos. It's got a PDF with the 80 most limiting money beliefs, as well as their positive mantra counterparts. And it's my favorite price. It's free. Discover and shift your limiting money beliefs toolkit. It's at danawild.com/toolkit. danawild.com/toolkit. Go check it out and shift these beliefs. Release it. Relax. Enjoy. Next time on the show, I've got someone who wrote in who wants to feel more confident on social media. Ooh, it relates to so much in life. Ooh, you're going to get something out of it. You're going to see. We all have these stories, don't we? Oh my gosh, it feels so good to be aware. This is what we're doing, and we're doing it around money. We're doing it around confidence. We're doing it around ourselves. We're doing it around feeling good, about having a happier life. We've got this. We're brain trainers. We know how to do this. We know how to follow the happy path, how to release that stress, how to feel good, how to find all the feel-good techniques. There's so many of them. Let's play with this and let's find more and more and more. You have totally got this.
It's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Very good, yes.
Don't be afraid to make the change. The world will go on.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Practice mindful walking.
Stay outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the magic happens.
How many people we know who get to the top of the ladder and, as Stephen Covey beautifully said, find that it's leaning against the wrong wall?
Pause and give this moment my full love and attention.
Feedback does not ever tell you anything about yourself. It tells you about the person or the people giving the feedback.
Am I being driven by my greed? Am I being driven by my pride or my ego?